time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah. Let me think. There's moisture outside.
Yeah, not the form we want.
It's not falling to the ground. It's floating to the ground, I guess. Yeah. It's kind of hanging low, but it's not falling, and that's not doing a whole lot of good out there, is it, this morning? Kind of foggy out there in some areas this morning, so if you're just getting up and around, don't get too excited. We didn't get any rain last night, but there is a little bit of fog hanging around some of those areas this morning. Just be prepared on your drive today. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got one used automatic washer, 3 match washer dryer sets. Still have that Maytag drying center in near new condition. 30-inch electric cooktop and oven, both in great condition, can be bought very inexpensively. 136-inch gas cooktop, brand new. 2-door refrigerator with top freezer, 8-cubic-foot chest freezer. Used refrigerator with a bottom freezer. Got a near-new Whirlpool portable air cleaner. 2 used built-in dishwashers, 1 portable built dishwasher, and 2 used microwave hood combinations, and 1 22-cubic-foot side-by-side, only about 5 years old. Holland gas grills, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by luxury at Iowa Company. Got room air conditioners in stock in a variety of sizes, also dehumidifiers. Freezers testing upright from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot by Whirlpool Amana and Frigidaire. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you know, yesterday we had a chance, we visited a little bit with Dan Hicks about the weather these days and what the deal is and how long it's going to be hot and all that other kind of fun stuff. And, you know, I remember the very first year that I came that I started here with KJAN was this 1988. And that summer we had a pretty good little drought for a period of time. It was pretty warm and dry here. But I just recall that summer, I had a number of folks that stopped in out here to the radio station at that point because, you know, when folks were talking so much about how bad things were in 1988, they wanted to come out and tell me a little bit about what it was like back in the 1930s when there were some just awfully warm and dry conditions and things weren't in very good shape at all, and you had Dust Bowl-type conditions and things, and it was just tough to deal with. And, you know, that was 1988, but I don't know. It's a little tougher to find folks now who were around and were old enough to remember the warm and dry conditions that we had back in the 1930s here in Iowa. But looking back through some of the weather records, we've been keeping the weather records here for a good long time at the station, and we have a lot of the old weather books here that have been filled out, not just by us, but by folks who preceded us, too, all the way back to when weather records were first kept here in Atlantic. And just looking back through some of these numbers and things, and you can kind of compare and contrast depending upon exactly where you live, too. But, you know, the summer of 1936 was, well, the year 1936, weather-wise, actually started out to be relatively normal looking through a lot of the weather records and things. But then you get into the summer months, and all of a sudden things really kind of change, especially in the month of July. You know, the summer of 1936, July of 1936, was a pretty rough one for folks who, as you probably understand already, did not have air conditioning. Air conditioning was kind of dipping a towel in a cold bucket of water and wrapping it around your neck, and that's about as good as it got. You hoped a breeze came along to make it feel just a little bit cooler, too. But, you know, you didn't have a lot of the conveniences, obviously, that we have here today. And when you take a look at the temperatures and things across the board in the month of July, boy, they sure could have used them. Because I'm not sure, as much as we complain about what's going on right now, I think, boy, I don't even want to hear what it would have been like, what it would have sounded like for folks in the coffee shops and things had it, have we had temperatures like then or today like they did then. When you take a look at the July of 1936, they had a total of 20 of the 31 days in that month were at least 100 degrees or higher. And that includes the all-time high temperature ever recorded here in Atlantic on July the 25th. It got up to a high temperature of 117 degrees. 117 degrees. Did I mention it was 117 degrees that day? What was the high yesterday here, Chris?
Yesterday was 95.
Yeah. Can you? And you know what it felt like out there.
Yeah.
Throw another 22 degrees on top of that, and you tell me how much you'd complain.
That's, yeah.
But now think about that for a minute. That's, you know, and you're outside, and, you know, okay, great. Maybe outside playing a little golf or working in the garden, mowing the lawn, whatever, for a little while. But then you go back inside to your air-conditioned home or the air-conditioned clubhouse or wherever it is that you happen to be. You know, these folks really didn't have that luxury. They were lucky if they went back inside to a nice cool fan that was blowing hot air at the time. 117 degrees. You know, looking at the month in total, that particular month of July of 1936, there was only one day where the temperature got below 90 for a high temperature on the day, and that was the 29th, where it dipped all the way down to 88 degrees. The average temperature for the month of July, take all of the days, all of the high temperatures, add them up, and then divide them in by 31 to come up with an average, and you get 102.5 degrees, the average high temperature for that month. So even on the cooler days, you're still talking about 90, and there were, there were 3 days during the month. When we talk about how there were some days where it dipped below 100, three of those days it was 99, so it was just 1 degree below 100. So, you know, those numbers statistically could have looked a whole lot worse at that point in time, too. And in fact, the 1930s were a fairly tough time anyway, weather-wise. When I was looking at that, 1936, of course, sticks out like a sore thumb because of that. But even 1937, there were several days, I think 9 days in a row, to start early part of the month where it was 100 degrees or better for high temperatures. 1935 had its share of warm days as well, especially in July. But 1934, even that year, there was a stretch of 11 out of 12 days where they had 100 plus degree temperatures for highs during the day. You know, oddly enough, though, you'd think that the minimum temperatures for the day, the daily lows, would be really probably pretty high on those days, too, but it really wasn't all that terrible when you get to the overnights. Now, that one day where we had that 117-degree high temperature on the 25th of July, 1936, you kind of wonder, gee whiz, what was the low temperature that day? Well, it wasn't all that low. It was 84 degrees for a low temperature. Get up in the morning and find that the lowest it's going to get is 84 degrees. You kind of see there just wasn't much relief there at all. But now you look at some of the other temperatures. The very day before that, the low temperature was 62, a 22-degree difference there in temperatures for the morning. So, you know, in some cases, a little bit of relief. But I was kind of surprised to look at the numbers for the low. When you look at the highs, I mentioned 102.5 was the average high temperature during the course of the month of July 1936. It was 94.7 in 1935, the average high temperature for July. So, you know, that's warm enough anyway. But the average low temperatures really don't play out at all. 1936, the average low was 66.8. Well, it was the average low temperature was warmer in 1935 and 1934 for the month of July. So, yeah, it's in the ballpark and all, but it's just interesting. You'd expect to see a lot warmer temperature for the morning lows as well with that. Interesting to take a look at. Of course, one of the things that made the month of July 1936 fairly unbearable was not just the temperatures, but also the lack of precipitation. They had next to nothing. They had a trace of rain on the 3rd and on the 28th of that month. On the 19th and 20th, the skies opened. They had 0.09 or 0.02 of an inch on the 19th, and they did have a little over half an inch. They had 0.59 of an inch on the 20th, but that was pretty much all the rain they got. Well, it was all the rain they got all month. 0.61 of an inch was all they had for the entire month of July. So you start factoring in all of these temperatures, an average of 102.5 each and every day, and on top of that, you get almost nothing for rainfall. And you kind of see how miserable things can actually be. So I guess the next time you're having that discussion with somebody and somebody says, boy, is it hot enough for you? You just tell them, you know, it was a lot hotter in 1936, so I guess we don't have too much to complain about these days. Unless, of course, your livelihood depends on the weather, then it's a whole different story.
Yeah. Well, in the grand scheme of averages, you can still feel pretty bad because that was 1 year. So.
Yeah, well, but there were a good couple, 3 or 4 years in there in the 1930s when things were pretty rough. You know, the weather tends to cycle. You get folks that will try to convince you of all this warming stuff and whatever else. The weather tends to cycle in 20 to 30-year periods. History proves that out. But, you know, you kind of see those things happen here and there. And here we are again right now in another dry and warm cycle. So hopefully we'll work our way out of that here relatively soon. A little rain would be nice. A lot of rain would be better. Turn things back over to Kendall Warren. We'll hear more about what's going on down at WNS Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock. Over 75 new units by Manor, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, and Frigidaire. Very good selections of models, colors, sizes, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Washers and dryers, portable, large, and super capacity, and top load also in front load. We offer Whirlpool Estate, Speed Queen, Maytag, and LG. For those with limited space, we have a couple models in stack units. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. And, of course, it's Thursday. The pot's on. I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you very much, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.